I think we're doing an amazing job together. Is that an A+?
A plus plus?
Maybe not plus plus.
No shade. Okay.
Hey guys, welcome to the More Love Podcast. I am KR Moore.
And I'm Clavia Moore.
On our podcast, we'll talk about life, love,
family, friends,
and anything else you guys want to throw at us. Let's jump right into an all new episode.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the More Love Podcast. I'm Clavia Moore.
And I'm KR Moore.
And episode 4, season 2.
Yes, yes, yes.
Finally.
I feel like we're on a roll again, you know?
We're getting there.
We finally kind of picked it back up.
We're getting there.
We have to figure it out and make it work, you know? But yeah, I think we're back on a roll.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can keep it steadily.
Hopefully.
All right.
So today's podcast topic, We are talking about the myths of marriage, myths of being married. Am I saying that? Myths.
The five myths
of being married.
Five myths, right? I have five myths of being married.
All right, cool. And then, yeah, we're just going to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll just give our 2 cents.
And this is according to
hopefully she don't chop my head off while we're doing that.
This is according to Washington Post and some other stuff that I found online, but okay. I will leave all the links below and you guys can check them out themselves. They did obviously have more, like some of them had 10 myths of being married and but I just picked the 5 that I thought was, you know, relevant or important,
right?
Myths that people should not get bamboozled by.
Okay.
Or things that they think that marriages will fix.
Bamboozled. That word.
Yeah. So I just picked. But before we get into that, what's been going on?
Well, you know, at the time of this recording, we are in another lockdown.
Yeah. And, just started.
Yeah. And yesterday. The vaccines are rolling out. I don't know how I feel about the vaccines, but
we're not doing it. No.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about the vaccines.
Yeah. Let's not get into that. But yeah, apparently there's like a second vaccine that they came out with. That's, I guess, it's not as hard to store as the Pfizer one. I think it's called Moderna or something like that. But, you know.
As far as I know. Anytime going to the doctor, getting vaccines and stuff, they've all been stored in the fridge. So I don't know if I would want like a room temperature vaccine.
I have no idea. I don't know.
You know all the meningitis and Hep B and all that stuff.
Cool,
it's always
like
cold. It's always in the fridge.
So I don't know.
I don't want a room temperature vaccine. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it would be okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
things heat up and, you know.
Exactly.
Stuff start growing in it or something. I don't know.
There's no logic behind
what I just said, by the way, but
anyways, let's get to the topics. Yeah, so that's what's been happening.
Yeah, you know, the kids are just here. It's Christmas break. They're having a good time hanging out, watching TV all day, playing games all day.
Yeah, you know what? I think, you know, all things considering, I think we were still able to pull off a pretty decent Christmas for these kids. We spoke to them more about, the meaning of Christmas and things like that, and trying to, you know, show them what Christmas is really all about. And we were still able to get them a couple of gifts, not as many as they normally would, but they were really grateful and they were happy about it.
They're so lucky they got gifts.
They're lucky they got any at all. So, you know,
because Christmas for us was not about gifts growing up.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to jump into this main topic?
I can. So basically, you know, I was perusing the internet as usual.
You throwing out some nice words today.
I guess I'm a dictionary today. Yeah, thesaurus. Yeah, yeah. Thesaurus. So yeah, I was just, you know, browsing the internet like I normally do, reading different, like my Google feed. Like, you know how the news pops up on your phone? My Google feed has the most random stuff. It has from like crochet and knitting stuff to like reality TV.
She has the
stuff.
Nerdiest Google feed that you've ever seen. I'm just saying.
I don't care.
Putting it out there.
Where do you think I get these topics from?
That's true.
Right?
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, whatever. So I basically came across this article talking about the five, talking about myths of being married. There was more than one. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of thought that would be a good topic idea. And I think it was on Washington Post. So Washington, I'll leave the links down below. Cool. And you guys can read it because they definitely had a good amount of other ones there. So we're just going to be talking about the five myths and maybe what that meant for us and what we thought marriage was going to be like when we got married.
Yeah.
So we'll start with what we thought it was going to be like, or like what were our expectations for marriage when we were getting married.
Why don't you
first being together.
What did you expect from the whole marriage scenario?
Honestly, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. By the time we got married, we'd had already been together for about 15.
Yeah, about that.
About 13, 14 years.
Yeah, about 13 years.
So I kind of just expected marriage to be what we had already been doing.
Yeah.
You know, people were like, after we got married, so how does it feel to be married? I was like, the same for the last 12 years that we've been together. Like,
pretty much.
So in terms of doing that, I didn't really have any expectations of it changing just because we're all of a sudden husband and wife, right? Mm-hmm. Because we had a relationship before that, and we had a relationship and a family for a really long time before we got married. I guess what I can say is maybe like when we were first together, what I expected like the relationship to be like, mm-hmm. right? Because we were young.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know because I didn't have any type of role models in my life to show a relationship looked like. So I really didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what it was going to be like. I didn't know what it looked like or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So what about you?
I get that. I mean, it's pretty similar to what you were saying. So just to echo that, I think that we had already kind of structured our relationship.
Yeah.
In a way, you know, like we are already a couple. It kind of already felt like we were in a marriage. It was just to make it official.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
After we got married, I didn't really expect any change, really, you know, unless we actually just sat down and say, yo, let's try to do something different.
Differently. But we had already had that conversation before.
Before.
Yeah.
So the whole marriage thing just kind of felt like it was just us showing the world that we're actually now making it official.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I know I always made a joke that I'm not so sure you're fond of it, but I was like, oh yeah, I ran out of excuses. And I would always get the side eye. So, you know, yeah, I'm trying not to do that joke anymore.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think some of the myths about what do you think like would be
a myth? Was like a myth, like you just want me to come off the top with a
yeah
myth.
Just think.
I think one myth would be people think that there's an instant change. I don't know why they think that as soon as you get married it's just gonna be different. Like,
no, I think that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a really good one, because I feel like when someone says they're marrying someone and when the marriage happens, I feel mm-hmm. like they think that person is automatically going to change and be husband material or wife material.
No,
like, and all of a sudden, all the things they were doing when they were single
mm-hmm.
is no longer going to happen
once
they're married.
It's just
going to
go out the door. Nah. If homeboy been going to strip clubs for the past 10 years, yeah, the day you get married, that's not gonna just switch off.
Or it might switch off for like a short period of time.
Yeah, he might cut it off for like a couple of weeks.
But then your true colors come out, right?
Exactly.
Personality.
I mean, yeah, I don't know why people do think that. But, you know, if you truly are going to be with someone, it does take work and it does take time for people to grow with one another. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily saying you should change yourself for the sake of the relationship.
Yeah.
But you should try to grow together. There is going to be change. You know what I mean? But we're not trying to force change to where it's like, okay, we have to force to be compatible.
Right.
You either work together or you don't. And that's something that, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people can't see earlier on in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to see that from time, because we were together a good while before we even decided to get married. You know what I mean?
I mean, it was always a topic of discussion. We talked about being married from early on in our relationship, and it just never happened until it did, right?
Yeah, we did.
I think it happened in the time it was supposed to happen because at that point, I think we were actually ready.
Yeah, it wasn't forced at all.
Yeah.
There was no pressure. We were just pretty much.
I mean, there was pressure from the parents.
Yeah.
You know,
but we knew how we felt.
we were pushing each other.
Yeah. We weren't pushing each other.
Yeah. It's not like I was like, you need to go out and get me a ring.
Exactly.
And we need to get married. And we're getting married on this day or else.
Exactly.
You know how sometimes people give their spouses ultimatums, right?
Yep.
Which I mean, you don't want to settle. Mm-hmm. But also, a man doesn't want to feel like he's being pushed into.
You don't want to feel proposing
pressure. Or getting married. Okay, so there was a podcast that I was listening to, the Deadass podcast.
Okay,
and there was so I forgot the episode, but basically they were talking about his Deval. Mm-hmm. His thing was. Why women want to push monogamy on men in terms of marriage,
right?
When they're not ready to fulfill the needs of a man in a monogamous relationship. So I think like what he was saying was that his wife, who was his girlfriend at the time, knew what she wanted. She knew that she wanted to be married. Like at that age, she thought, you know, she wanted to be in a committed relationship. She wanted to get married, start a family, whatever.
Right.
I guess he felt not, I don't know, pressured. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but he, I guess he felt a waste, but you know, he proposed her. He loved her. Not that he didn't love her.
Yeah.
But
he just
then,
was ready to settle down.
You know, things happen when you get married, you have kids, the woman's sex drive normally is affected by a lot of things that are happening.
Yeah.
You have kids, you're tired, you've got other people to take care of and pay attention to besides your husband.
The hormones so go out of, every, out of whack.
Right. Yep. So basically for him, it was like he still had a high sex drive, wanted to have sex all the time. And she was like, no, we can't be doing that all the time because X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
So he was basically saying, why do women push monogamy on men in that way when they know they're not ready to fulfill all the needs of a man?
I mean... You know, I in my opinion, and guys, don't shoot me down for this, but you know, I think that from my point of view, seeing what you went through, being on the other side of it, there has to be some level of respect and some level of understanding of what a woman is going through. Like she created a whole nother human.
Multiple humans at this point. Multiple.
So that in and of itself is. That's a whole next level, you know what I mean? And until you as a man can manage and go through all those things, you don't really have much of a say. I mean, yeah, you have
a say, but
a say, and you have needs that you want to fulfill. But like, you gotta understand when you know your wife just gave birth to a child, it's gonna take a little while for things to get back to normal, and that's where. The hard work comes in relationships, you know what I'm saying? So you have to be willing to do that work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As the man, because it could also go the other way. You know, when your wife, I mean, I don't know how often that would happen, but when your wife does has a high
we know
sex
men.
drive, if you're the guy and you're not really into it, for whatever the reason, you may be going through some
whatever
issues
reasons,
or whatever the case is, you know, you're gonna kind of want her to respect that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Again, I don't know how often that would really happen, but.
I feel like it's just listening further into the podcast too, I think it was just a thing where they were both young.
Yeah.
And if she had known as well what marriage would have entailed, she probably would have waited as well to be like, hey, I want to get married, or I'm not moving in with you until we get married type
right,
of thing.
Right.
Or
right.
We're not, you know, we're gonna do our own thing until we're a little bit older, more mature, and have a better understanding, right? Yeah. Because one thing I kind of learned as well with West Indian parents growing up, you don't really hear the real life truths about things.
No, you kind of just jump in and you figure it out as you go along.
If your parents could sit you down, you know, we all hear from our parents, you're so young, you don't need to get married right now, or da 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 da. But we don't hear, like, you know,
like what happens after.
When they say you're too young to get married, they don't explain why. Mm-hmm. They just be like, you're too young to marry, you don't need to be married right now, just live your life.
Yeah.
Right? Or you're too young to have kids, just live your life, go do whatever, go have fun, go to school, whatever the case is. But if they really just sit down and explain the real truths and understand, or even when you have kids and your kids are growing up, just let them know, like, the real truths about being married, that it's not.
And the real truth about kids, you know?
Yeah.
And even if you do explain it, things may still happen.
Right.
But at least you kind of know what you're getting into. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what's coming.
Your whole thought process going into a marriage, I think, would be different.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
If you have someone to kind of just tell you all of these important things that you need to know before you get married.
Yeah.
So I think we went through all of that stuff before we got married, only because we were in a long-term relationship for such a long time, like 10 plus years, right?
Yeah.
That relationship alone is, like, longer than some people's marriages.
That's true. That's big facts right there.
So,
you know,
let me get into it before I start rambling even more. One of the reasons, one of the myths basically about being married is that when you get married, it solves all your relationship problems. So basically, like, whatever you were arguing about before, whatever bothered you about him, whatever ticked you off, however he pushed your buttons or whatever, all of that changes and goes away when you get married.
I think actually it's the complete
opposite.
It gets amplified. It definitely gets amplified because, you know, when you're young and you're in love, you're kind of blinded to a lot of the
love is blind
faults and things that, you know, you look past it because, you know, he just makes you giddy right now. And you get butterflies and but when them butterflies go away, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trust me, you know, every little thing starts bothering you, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, that's where the communication piece comes in. You know what I mean?
That's where the hard work comes in.
The hard work comes in there. And instead of going at each other's necks, you learn to love someone for who they are, as opposed to pointing out their flaws.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where you want to try to get to in a relationship. You don't want to be knocking someone for who they are, but you want to love them for actually who they are. Don't point out their flaws to them. If it's something that's bothering you, and I think you said it best, if it's something that bothers you and it really bothers you, then you don't have to deal with it. Like, if it's...
No, like, if it's
is,
like...
Is that what you said?
No. If it's like, for instance, a chore or something that you're, like, not helping out with, like...
Then just don't do it.
If it bothers me so much that he's not doing it, like, don't do it. Like, don't get up and do it myself because it's going to irritate me more.
And those are the things, you know what I mean? That you can help to maintain the relationship, because if I see that she's not doing this, then maybe I need to do it. And then when I start doing it, you know what I mean? It kind of balances things out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's good.
And it's definitely worked on me. It's worked. So.
I be leaving stuff forever.
Yep. And it just stays there. And I'm like, all right.
In my head, I'm like, why he do that? I'm just going to leave it there.
You know what she's talking about? The socks.
No, it's not even just the socks. It's just.
Don't in do me general, like that. Don't do me like
I'm
that.
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah,
in
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the next one is healthy relationships are conflict free, which is a big thing. From my perspective, any type of relationship, I don't want that person to be upset with me, disappointed in me. Yeah. I don't want to say anything that they don't agree with. I mean, not now, but that's the person that I used to be because I don't like conflict
at all.
I don't want to deal with any arguments. I don't want anyone raising their voice at me because I'll start crying.
Yeah. She can cry on cue.
No. I can't cry on cue. But I am a crier. I'm one of those people when I get angry, when I get upset.
Yeah, you don't know how to express.
I don't know how to express it.
So just
I just cry and I cry. I can't help it.
I told you that I didn't want ketchup on my fries. Like, you know.
Okay, that never happened.
No. No, but yeah, definitely she's she was never good at expressing herself, and again, that was because she wasn't that great at communicating, and it was just kind of how she grew up.
But you know what, too? But I did think that healthy relationships were conflict-free because I never saw a healthy relationship in my life.
Yep.
And when I would see conflict in my home that escalated,
It never ended for
to physical violence. Mm-hmm. And then when you're a kid and you see stuff like that, and then nobody talks to you about it, nobody mentions it the next day, nobody
it just stays up in the air.
Every little thing I would hear, like whether it's like a hard bang or something fall, like immediately I would get so scared.
Yeah,
it could be like two people just play fighting or whatever.
Yeah, it's traumatizing.
Yeah.
You know? And like, I mean, at one point, you know, like my parents got together really young too. Mm-hmm. So there were moments where, you know, they butted heads.
Right.
And at one point in my life, I kind of was like that, you know?
Right.
Loud things would scare me.
Scare you.
Or
yeah.
if anyone sounds like they're in an argument or, you know what I mean? It would set me off a certain way. You know what I mean? But again, thankfully, I got to see firsthand how people can grow and change.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my parents to this day are madly in love.
Mm-hmm. They're so cute.
I keep telling them they need to do a YouTube channel. Like people would die of laughter just, you know, just watching them.
Yeah.
And their arguments don't even make sense anymore.
I feel like I see this.
I saw this
thing one time, and they were just like, when you've been together for a really long time and you're older and your kids are grown and stuff, like you don't really have anything to argue about. So you just be arguing about
nonsense.
Coffee or like, you know, just random nonsense. Are you really arguing about at that point?
Yep.
You know?
And it's just funny. And you know, they're never actually going at each other's throats.
Like that.
Like the arguments are actually jokes to them.
Yeah.
And then it's jokes to anyone hearing it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what's wrong with these two old people?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I take a lot of cues from them and their relationships and other
relationships as well.
Relationships
that you had
in my family as well. So, you know, it was good that I got to see that because then I tried to express that and lead by example in our relationship. So a lot of the things that you weren't used to then, you know, kind of came to the forefront when I was trying to, you know, do certain things.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what helped you to grow to be, you know, a better communicator and, you know, express your feelings a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still work to be done, but given where you are coming from to where you are now, I think we're doing an amazing
job
together. Is that an
A plus plus?
Maybe not plus plus.
The shade. Okay. A plus plus. All right. So the next one, if you love each other, it will all work itself out. No, ma'am. You will end up with a broken heart.
Yep. I mean, there are people who are still in love that are no longer together.
Yes.
Like, they still love each other, but it's just they're not compatible.
If you're not putting in the work, though. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you do put in the work and you're still not compatible.
Exactly.
What if one person wants kid and the other person don't want kid? Y'all have to go your separate ways because where's the compromise in that?
There you go.
You understand
or
what
one
I'm
person
saying?
Wants to be an entrepreneur and the other person wants you to work a 9-to-5. You know, so
right?
You got to find that person that understands you and that you work with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So compatibility is key. So
Yeah. Love is not all you need, guys. Come on, love don't pay them bills.
Damn
okay?
Right. And you need that conflict in the relationship for things to come out and be put on the table so you can talk about it.
Yeah, tell me how you really feel. You really know how your spouse feels when you're in an argument. And
exactly.
Be like, oh, that's how you feel? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what you think? Okay.
Yep. That's why you got that busted up big toe. Like,
that's why your mama don't like you.
There you go. All of that.
Excuse me?
Yeah, man. Like
oh,
that.
My gosh.
Everything that you've been, all those little things. Yeah, by the way, her big toes are beautiful. I'm not throwing shade.
I'm not even offended.
But
they are beautiful.
I just said it. You know, this is why I can't give her a compliment. This is where
I can't take a compliment.
Yeah.
Sir.
That's why I'm like this. Yeah, but definitely you need to put things out on the table so you can really discuss them. You know what I mean?
You know what just happened? What? You just went from talking about it'll all work itself out if you love each other, and you went back to the other point about conflict-free.
Yeah, I think it ties itself.
Both of it ties
it kind of ties together. You know what I mean? Like love. What was it? What did you say?
Love? If you love each other, it'll all work itself out.
No. That's why.
It ties
I get what
you're saying.
It ties into the whole conflict situation because if you love each other, you can't expect there to just be no issues at all.
No issues going on.
You know what I mean?
Or just thinking that the issues are magically going to go away.
No, they're not.
Got it.
Like, you have to argue.
Yeah.
To get things out, and then you can really discuss what needs to be discussed.
Yeah. Okay. You know? That makes a lot of sense.
So I think it ties in together.
All right. So the next one is common interests keeps you together. We do not have the same interests at all.
At all.
Let's just put that out there. Mm-hmm. He loves all things tech. He loves, his wind down time would just be sitting on the computer watching a bunch of educational YouTube videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My wind down time, I'm going to turn on The Real Housewives or some type of reality TV or some type of gangster related television show.
What is it? Housewives of Potomac?
Potomac. And I found a new one this week that I started watching.
Is that the Bollywood one?
No.
She started watching the Housewives of Bollywood or something?
Because I like Bollywood movies. I just wanted to see.
I mean, I like Bollywood movies too, but, you know, it's too much now. There's too many. Like, I've lost count.
Of The Real Housewives?
Of all the Housewives.
There's a lot of them, but I love all things reality TV.
Yeah.
And I can't help it, and I don't know why. It's entertaining to me, and I like it, and then I talk.
She likes to see other people's conflicts.
No, it's just entertaining to see how other people live, and then, you know, I'll be like, oh, my life is not so bad after all.
No,
I'm joking.
Wow.
That was a joke. But it's just entertainment. Other women will understand what I mean when I just like it. I'm attracted to watching reality TV. I can't help it.
If you guys get it, you just leave
a
comment.
They'll get it.
Let me know, because I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, but we have some things in common that we both like to do, but the majority of the things that we each really enjoy doing, it's not the same thing. Yeah, right?
That's true.
It's not the same thing.
That's true. You said,
you need some things in common.
We do have things in common. It's like we're big movie fanatics and things like that. But yeah, we both have our own things. Like she said, I'm a techie guy, and she likes to knit, you know? So,
why you have to say it like that?
We definitely have things that we like, and we have our own thing that we go to wind down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. All right. So the last one that we have is couples therapy is only needed when the marriage is in bad shape. So I feel like at that point, it might be a little bit, it's not too late, but it's where maybe something really huge could have been prevented. All the bad feelings, like the really, you know, when your relationship is in a bad shape, when it's in a dark place, that feeling that you have of like feeling that you're the only person going through this, the feeling that, a little bit lonely. You're a little bit lonely because you and your spouse aren't really getting along. So there goes kind of your best friend, right? Where you can talk to about things and laugh about. So you're in a kind of a dark place. It's all that stuff could be avoided.
True.
If you were going to therapy, right?
Yeah.
Because the therapist is a third party, non-partial person. So they're not taking sides.
And I think and a lot of people think that couples therapy has to be necessarily going to a therapist.
No.
But it's not the case. It's just sometimes you could speak to someone that's a little older and wiser than you.
Yeah, like a
that's
mentor.
That's been through marriage or is still in marriage and has been for a while. You know, you can go ahead and take cues from them, because guaranteed they've already been through the ups and downs and the hill and gullies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's good to get a perspective from their point of view and hear what they think about what you're dealing with.
What's going on. Know? Yeah.
And sometimes they might say something, that's pretty simple, but turns out to be really profound. And you look at your relationship from a different angle.
And sometimes it could be like someone who knows you guys.
Yeah.
from the outside looking in, they see things differently than exactly. you when you're in the middle of stuff. So they mm-hmm. might be like, well, maybe he's not doing this because he's working 12-hour shifts every day. When he comes home, he's tired. Right. Maybe he needs a good 2 hours of wind down and relax time before he can jump up and help you with the kids and the chores or whatever.
Exactly.
So it's just a different perspective. Yeah. But like you said, it's not always a therapist. It could be your pastor. A wise lady once told me for a couple, there's three different types of mentors that you need. So you need an older couple, like you said,
right,
who's been where you've been and went through it and they're on the other end. You need a couple that's kind of in the same place in their relationship as you. Not really in the relationship, but the same place as in maybe they have young kids as well when you have young kids.
Yeah.
So they kind of understand your struggle.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. And then she said you also need like someone who's freshly or newly in a relationship because they kind of look at relationships with like butterflies and rainbows.
It reminds you what it was like.
Right. So they may have like a positive perspective on a situation you're going through and might be like, oh, it's not, you're reading too much into it, or maybe this is what's going on with that person or something like that. So she told me you need kind of those three
I never thought about that.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I guess that each couple can help each other out.
Yes.
Along the way, you know?
You know what would be really dope?
What's
if
that?
You can just have like, you know, the little circle of friends who are in long-term relationships or married and like you can kind of help each other out.
Yeah.
In terms of marital issues that you may need a little bit of help with or relationship issues or questions and stuff like that. Just someone to listen.
Yeah.
Because
I think that's pretty dope. I mean, we're kind of starting to try to build that community through this podcast as well. You know, a lot of the times people are listening that we don't even know.
Might not know.
And they're in long-term relationships. Like there was a couple that was listening to, or I think it was the wife that was listening and she was telling us that she's married with kids and I think 6 years in or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was really interesting because, she was chiming in on the 7 year itch, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool to know that we have listeners that are actually, you know, in those type of relationships
right.
that are, you know, taking in our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that we're slowly building that community where, you know, people can start chiming in and dropping things in the comments and, you know, you never know, maybe a wiser older couple can come in and give some advice that we can even benefit from
right.
as well, you know?
Exactly. No, so, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's where I would love to see this go. So let's do it, guys. Come on, let's build it up and get some more people to listen and drop in and chime in. Yeah. But
yeah,
I think that's pretty dope though. The three couples. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty good tip right there. So yeah, that's the five myths of marriage. And then I think you threw in an extra one there at the beginning that was pretty relevant as well.
Yeah.
All that's right. all we have for today.
It's pretty cool. That was a pretty cool segment, pretty cool topic. Yeah, so before we wrap up, let's try to end it on a pretty light segment, I guess, you know. We're gonna call this one the watch list. You know, I had a couple of segments before. She didn't like some of my segments. I had to drop them. So
okay,
I'm working on my segments. You know, but yeah, I'm gonna call this one the watch list. And basically, I'm just gonna give you a few good movies that I think, or TV shows that I think you guys can watch and enjoy. The first thing on the list that I want to get people to watch on Netflix, there's this. It's an animated short. I think it's a black animator.
Yeah.
And it's called Canvas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really sweet little animation. It's cute. We watched it with the kids. They enjoyed it. And then on Disney Plus, for whoever have the subscription, there's another animation called Soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another one that you could check out. And again, on Disney, there's a movie. It's a biopic actually called Safety. That was a pretty enjoyable movie
that
as
was
well.
Really good. I like
it. Was really good. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So yeah, check those three things out and you know, leave us a comment and let us know what you think about those.
Yeah,
cool. Is that it?
That's it.
All right, well, thank you guys once again for sticking around, and you can follow us on Instagram at
More Love Fam
and our website
morelovefamily.com.
Oh, yes. And we also just launched our merch store. So
we do.
If you guys want to pick up some merch.
We will leave.
Yeah, we will leave the link in the description.
In the description,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're listening on Apple Podcast or Podbean, please leave us a rating and review and share. And if you're listening on Spotify, yeah, just share it. Share it, you know. All right. Thank you, guys. Until next time, more love.
Feel free to reach out to us at any time. Your comments, likes, and shares go a long way. You can connect with us on Instagram at More Love Fam and at More Love Family across all other platforms.